Investors are bracing for a hit to corporate profits that could threaten the market's bull run.
It's funny because I almost think the fact that we have rallied so hard this year is adding to investors' sense of this rally might not have that much longer to go.
Plus, the House Judiciary Committee authorizes subpoenas for the full Mueller report. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we get to our story on investor fears, here are some other top stories we're following. The House Judiciary Committee has authorized subpoenas for the full version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report after Attorney General William Barr missed a Tuesday deadline set by House leadership to release the report. Wall Street Journal reporter Natalie Andrews says Wednesday's actions could set up a protracted battle for the full version.
While it is a big act to authorize issuing a subpoena, the subpoenas have not been issued. That's another step that's kind of now in the Democrats' back pocket. They are setting this up to be fought in court, so there could be a court battle before the full report is seen, because we'd expect Democrats to fight for the report, even if that includes going to court. And then Republicans will also object to this and fight for it. And the Trump administration is going to possibly not want this to be public, even though Trump has said he'd like to see it be public.
Attorney General Barr has said he'll release a redacted version of the Mueller report by mid-April. House Judiciary Chair Gerald Nadler has said he'll give Barr time to change his mind. Meanwhile, the House Intelligence Committee is looking for more information about Stephanie Winston Wolkoff, a top organizer on President Trump's inaugural committee. The Wall Street Journal reports that they're looking into how the committee raised and spent more than $100 million. The panel is also reportedly seeking information related to contacts between the inaugural fund and foreign entities, among other materials. The committee declined to comment to the Wall Street Journal on Wednesday afternoon. The board of French automaker Renault says an investigation into RNBV, a Dutch company that helps manage its alliance with Nissan, has raised questions about some expenses. The board says the expenses under investigation could amount to millions of euros since 2010. The automakers are looking into former CEO Carlos Ghosn's time leading the company. He has maintained his innocence after being charged in Japan for failing to properly report deferred compensation. Ghosn is planning a news conference later this month. Investors are worrying about a hit to corporate profits as wage and energy costs rise. Joining me now with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Akani Otani. Akani, as we gear up for Friday's jobs report, there's growing concern about corporate profitability. Tell us some more about the factors at play here.
It's a couple of things. I mean, one of them is the fact that we've seen wage growth start to pick up at a pace that we really hadn't seen for several years during the economic expansion. And, you know, while that's good news for workers, of course, everyone likes to take home a bigger paycheck, it does mean that companies' labor costs are going up. And so some folks are worried that that is going to start to pinch into profit margins in the coming quarters, which is a little bit worrying just because we're already expecting to see earnings growth slow down a little bit throughout the rest of the year. And then beyond wages, we also have commodities costs, and those have been rising as well, especially when you look at the price of oil prices. OPEC has been making a big effort this year to continue cutting output to sort of rein in the supply of oil around the world, and that has been pushing prices higher at quite a fast pace. So combine those two things together, and it is possible that companies are going to be facing much higher costs for basic things than they were a couple quarters ago.
And you've also been speaking to some investors who fear we may be at the end of a record bull run, even as we saw stocks rebound from lows at the end of last year.
It's funny because I almost think the fact that we have rallied so hard this year is adding to investors' sense of this rally might not have that much longer to go, just because the S&P 500, the Dow, they're all just hovering a couple of percentage points away from their all-time highs. And yet investors and analysts were really not expecting to see huge gains for 2019 as a whole. So there is a sense that we're going to have to see a couple of pullbacks in the next couple of months, even though we just finished out a banner first quarter.
And what about global factors like slowing growth and ongoing trade battles?
that's definitely adding to this sense of unease, I think, on Wall Street, especially because when you think about it, the U.S. economy has been growing for nearly a decade. And so at this point, it's quite normal to see corporate earnings growth start to taper off a little bit. But adding to that pressure is the fact that we're really seeing market deterioration in growth across the Eurozone and China. And while that doesn't necessarily have a one-to-one relationship with U.S. growth, we do have a lot of multinationals here whose profits do rely on overseas sales. So the more we see a slowdown in the global economy, the bigger the potential that those numbers will eventually end up hitting corporate growth in the U.S.
Wall Street Journal markets reporter Akani Otani, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And now on to some more headlines. Procter & Gamble is under pressure to reduce waste generated by its products, especially in India, where use of its disposable diapers and sanitary products has been rising. The company had planned to open a recycling facility in India this year, but a spokesman says the company doesn't have an opening date yet. P&G says it's using TV advertising and other educational outreach about proper disposal of its products. Express Scripts is looking to lower insulin costs for diabetics as drug makers face more pressure to reduce costs. The pharmacy benefit manager says it will offer clients an option to cap copayments and other out-of-pocket costs at $25 a month. The company says that could save patients an average of $15 a month if employers pick up the plan to cap costs. And Congress is taking a closer look at how to prevent surprise medical bills. Wall Street Journal reporter Stephanie Armour explains.
This ranks as one of the top issues when it comes to health care concerns for voters and the American public. There have been a lot of news stories recently as well that I think have been putting pressure on Congress to try and do something. And this is an area that really needs a congressional fix. You've seen more than 24 states try to grapple with this at the state level with some kind of protections for consumers. But there have been so many gaps that I think the pressure really has come straight to Congress to try and get something done.
Experts talked about the problem and potential solutions at a hearing earlier this week.
When we're talking surprise medical bills, we're not talking about, say, you go to the dentist and you're like, oh my God, this costs a lot. We're talking about people who go to the emergency room or who get a procedure like a colonoscopy done, and they don't realize someone that is in their treatment team is technically out of their insurance network. So they can be hit with whopping bills. I interviewed one guy who was in the hospital and got bills over $1 million because he had so many out-of-network providers. And there's just no way consumers can know and protect themselves.
Armour says it's possible we could see legislation to address the issue as early as this year. Have you ever received a surprise medical bill? Tweet us at WSJ Podcast and let us know. And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli. Thanks for listening.